I want to start with a quote from Lawrence Durrell that goes like this: it is not meaning that we need, but sight. It is not meaning that we need, but sight. And I think we could reduce the entire essence of the Yoga Sutra into this one. It is not meaning that we need, but sight. It's very true. Here's a poem from Mary Oliver. I worried a lot. Will the garden grow? Will the rivers flow in the right direction? Will the earth turn as it was taught? And if not, how shall I correct it? Was I right? Was I wrong? Will I be forgiven? Can I do better? Will I ever be able to sing? Even the sparrows can do it, and I am, well, hopeless. Is my eyesight fading, or am I just imagining it? Am I going to get rheumatism, lockjaw, dementia? Finally, I saw that worrying had come to nothing and gave it up and took my old body and went out into the morning and sang. The Yoga Sutra is really just trying to get us into that state. It's really what the whole thing is about. And book three is so interesting. The other day I was thinking, book three is kind of like the home shopping network for enlightenment. Not that I even ever watched the home shopping network, but I imagine it's a lot of commercials, right, for buying things that will make everything better, right? And book three is just this ecstatic exclamation of, if you cultivate these three practices, dharana, dhyan, and samadhi, you'll have everything. And then it just goes crazy telling all the amazing things that will come if you just practice. But the thing of it is, you know, we all know this. We all know this. It's never coming from outside. It's only coming from inside. And as I was saying last week, we go through almost 56 sutras before he gets around to reminding us that even though you may in fact have all these powers accrue, it's all dust. And the only thing that really matters is that scintillating awareness, which is what arises when all the internal pathways open up, all the static, all the contractions, all the tight places open, and luminosity is just flowing through us, right? Luminosity is the self. Luminosity, in the yogic perspective, is our true nature. I was thinking about Mary Oliver before I came over tonight, and I was thinking about, for me, so many of her poems come right from that place. They're so directly connected to that vast, never-ending internal realm of insight and clarity and truth and beauty and majesty and abundance and grace and all the wonder that is alive within that experience of the self. And that got me thinking about the goddess Saraswati. You know, she's very mysterious, Saraswati. I mean, I've been hanging out with her for years, and I still don't begin to fathom the mystery of Saraswati. For those of you who, I guess pretty much everyone here is, but just in case someone is not in the Indian tradition, or certainly the way I teach, all the deities, the goddesses are powers. They're powers of consciousness. They may be personified as these lovely female beings, but those are just personifications. These are energetic forms, power forms of consciousness. And Saraswati is the shakti, or the power of insight, intelligence. And they say Saraswati lives on the tongues of poets. Right? Saraswati lives on the tongues of poets. One of her names means that. And certainly, when Patanjali was putting together these Yoga Sutras, he was completely channeling Saraswati. And whenever any of us is in a stream of insight, we could say we're channeling, or we're experiencing, or Saraswati is broken, free and alive and unfettered inside of us, so that every cell is just pulsating with that vibrating light of insight, insight intelligence, which is that insight of seeing that Lawrence Durrell is talking about in this quote. Right? It is not meaning we need, but sight. And when the power of insight, intelligence, is alive inside of us, meaning becomes completely irrelevant, because we are seeing right into the nature of this life. And once we're seeing right into the nature of this life, of truth, of reality, with a capital R, we don't need meaning anymore, because there's no need to understand. We become like Mary Oliver at the end of that poem. No more worries. Just go out and go into the house and sing. And so book three, it's such an affirmation of the simple and incredibly hard practices of concentration, meditation, and samadhi, which I love the way our friend Chip Hartrath translates samadhi. He translates it simply as integration. Completely eliminates all the hocus-pocus stuff of samadhi. It's just integration. When the mind-body system becomes completely integrated in the light, which is its source, everything's fine. No more worrying. Just the song of the self, which we hear, articulate, when we chant Om Namah Shivaya. So I thought I wanted to just talk a little bit about these first three sutras a little bit more tonight, because they're just so glorious. And then we'll chant them. And then we'll chant Om Namah Shivaya, and then we'll meditate, and then we'll have a little sharing and chant a little bit more and call it a night. So, Desha Bandash Chitasya Dharana. Desha Bandash Chitasya Dharana. Desha is the place, or the point, and Banda, those of you who study Hatha Yoga know the Bandas are the locks. So, Desha Bandas is the locking of that point, Chitasya, your friend, the Chitta, Vrittis. Chitasya is consciousness. Dharana is concentration. So, Desha Bandas Chitasya Dharana, it's locking concentration on that point inside. You know, we're forever talking about close your eyes and center yourself and find your breath, and then begin to watch the breath. That's a dharana, right? Repeat the mantra silently, inside, up and down. That's a dharana. Try to keep your mind focused on one thing, be it the breath, be it sensation in your body, be it the mantra, be it some other kind of visualization, be it watching the chitta vritti of your mind. The mystery and the wonder of it is, whenever we turn the mind within and focus on whatever is arising, we're opening ourselves up to the possibility of that blazing insight intelligence, which again just blasts us into the present moment. Desha Bandas Chitasya Dharana. I've always loved that word, dharana. It's a beautiful word. We also call guided imagery, guided visualizations, dharanas. But it's really just the simple The simple meaning of the word is turning the mind within and just focusing it on one thing, concentration. And we all know that when we really concentrate on something fully, everything in us aligns. And we're just one with whatever that is. You know, when the yogic texts, they become technical, they talk about concentration on the object. And of course, we mean the internal object. There's so much talk of subject and object and blah, 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 blah. But you want to really think about this. Think about your own process of concentration. And really pay attention to where your mind is when you ask it to stop thinking about all the random grocery lists and simply turn it in and focus it on one thing. And Saraswati is often articulated as flowing water. And we want the mind to be like water flowing in a concentrated way inside, ultimately here in our work, into the body and the belly of the self. That's where we want to go. We are actually here less about the diligent hard work of concentration and more about opening into the possibility of the self and letting the self just rise up, and the gravitational field of the self is so strong it will just pull, it will make concentration happen. Remember, we're reading Patanjali because I think it's important for students of yoga and it's fascinating and it fills in so many blanks. But here, the work of this class is less about the hard work of doing and more about the harder work of being and opening into what is very alive inside of us. But we tend to be completely distracted from it. Desha bandas chitasya dharana. Tatra pratyaya ekatanata dhyana. Tatra is there in pratyaya, is like the foundation. Ekatanata, that uninterrupted flow, that concentrated flow. Dhyanam, of course, is meditation. So in meditative absorption, the entire perceptual flow is aligned with the object of concentration. And so if we're concentrating on the self, if we're concentrating on that pulsation of aliveness inside of us, and we stay with it, even for a second, that pulsation of the self is so powerful, it can blast everything right open. Tatra pratyaya ekatanata dhyanam. Tadeva arta matra nirbasham svarupa shunyam iva samadhi. It's a great one. Tadeva, truly, arta, the purpose, the only purpose, nirbasham is the shining forth. Svarupa is the form or the essence. Shunyam, we were saying last week, is empty. So, truly, the essential nature of the object will shine forth. Nirbasham svarupa. When we're concentrating on that essential nature. I'm kind of mucking up the translation here. How does he say it? When only the essential nature of the object shines forth as if formless, integration has arisen. When only the essential nature of the object shines forth as if formless, integration, otherwise known as samadhi, has arisen. In other words, when that experience of the self inside of us, when that luminosity is so present in our consciousness, right, in the chittasya, in that state, we're experiencing so-called samadhi or integration. And it could happen in any given moment. Any moment. Be on the telephone. Could be checking your email. You could be disciplining your child. You could be having an argument with your spouse, your significant other. You could be out in the woods communing with nature. You could be washing dishes or loading the dishwasher. You could be walking, you could be talking, you could be relaxing, you could be working. That experience of integration, complete mind-body integration, when everything opens and there's no more separation between small self, individual I, and the great blazing self. You know, we've been blathering on and on and on about this for millions and millions of years. Somehow for me it always seems new, I hope for you too. So let's chant. I talked for too long. So we'll chant book 3, first 3 sutras, and we'll slip right into Om Namah Shivaya, then we'll meditate.